Thank you very much, dear Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, for this. For this opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada. I came to Vrindavan first in around November 1973, and there was very little here, just maybe the beginnings of some construction and some straw huts where a couple of devotees were being had been instructed by Srila Prabhupada to start to build dioramas and mridangas. I have to say that most of the temples in Vrindavan at that time were quite dilapidated and deserted. Most of the temples, not all of them. And the change that we've seen in the last 43 to 45 years is absolutely absolute testimony to Srila Prabhupada's unlimited devotion and capacity to spread Krishna consciousness and enliven all of us. As Daiva Shakti Prabhu mentioned, this temple was the desire of Dwarkadish, and Brahmananda Prabhu had mentioned that it was Prabhupada's desire that there should be service to the Lord here, a place where we could all come and serve the Lord. But we can understand that actually it was Krishna Balaram's desire originally. They wanted to come. And Srila Prabhupada, their eternal, fully surrendered servant, was chosen to fulfill this universally monumental project. This temple is not just affecting this earthly planet, it's affecting the whole universe. Because we understand from Srila Prabhupada's books that Sri Vrindavan Dham is the most important place in this universe. So this is Srila Prabhupada's temple. These are Srila Prabhupada's deities. The same year that their lordships appeared, Srila Prabhupada also gave us the nectar of instruction, how to worship these deities. I also wanted to mention that by Srila Prabhupada's chanting, Krishna's desire was manifested. The devotees assembled who would manifest this temple. All through Srila Prabhupada's chanting, the Hare Krishna mantra, begging Krishna for service and empowerment. All the devotees assembled, Sarabhi, Smarahari, Gurnanava, Jamuna, Daiva Shakti, Gurudas, so many devotees we see now were all manifestations of Srila Prabhupada's desire and chanting. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, the full edition, if I'm not mistaken, was also manifest around that time, 74, 75. So more instructions. I wanted to take this opportunity to remind myself and all of us assembled here that we need to take more advantage and hear more seriously and read more seriously Srila Prabhupada's books and his Vani, so that we can understand his purpose and the Lord's purpose better, and become more purified. Etiquette. Srila Prabhupada, we're not animals. Srila Prabhupada has brought us to the platform of human life, and we have to learn the etiquette from within, not artificially, a superficial thing, but natural etiquette, so that Srila Prabhupada is pleased and the deities are pleased and we're all pleased and our service can be more effective. And then just a couple of things. So Srila Prabhupada's pleased by us understanding and following his instructions and being able to give up our own mental speculation. Then we can take advantage of the wonderful association that surrounds us and really deliver this benediction to every living entity. Prabhupada and Krishna Balaram, they're not just thinking of the human form, they're thinking of all forms of life on this planet and everywhere. So we have a great responsibility, possessing the human form, to protect other species of life. I'd like to thank all of the devotees present for being my family and training me in Krishna consciousness. And I pray to Shishi Gaur Nitai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, and Radha Shyam Sundar, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, and our whole disciplic succession, that they be eternally manifest in all of our souls, so that we can together chant, dance, and be happy. All the way to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.